Drive on live. Live 89.5, and we are here in the studio. It's nice always to have some guests in the studio, and I'm joined today by Cun Marianne and also with Cun Ruline. How are you doing, you ladies? You okay?
Okay.
Yeah, well, welcome. Thank you very much for coming in. And we'll start off with Marianne, because we're talking about a venue that, just in case not everyone's heard about it, it's Taste Yamu, correct?
Taste Yamu, yes.
And tell us a little bit about that. What's happening there?
It's an event, art fair event there this weekend, the 1st and the 2nd of December. And Taste Yamu, it's new, so I should maybe explain. It was the Breeze before, and it's out at Cape Yamu. Wonderful, wonderful view over the sea over there to the east.
It's very dramatic, isn't it? Is it part of Como Hotel then, yeah?
It's not a part, but it's just before you go enter into Cape Yamu. You have it on the right side, and you are not going to miss it, I promise, when you come out there.
Fantastic. So this is now, and is it already open? Is it a grand opening, sort of like this weekend that's starting off? Because we're talking about the main event for the Family Weekend Art Fair, which is being held at Taste Yamu, next to Como Hotel. And so this is part of the art fair that we've brought in as well, because you've got a foundation which is part of this event as well, yeah?
Yes, it's 15 artists coming there and present their art, and you can buy the arts, and it's also an auction, and the profit goes to two of the foundations. It's Phuket has been good to us, and Asia Center Foundation.
And this is the reason why we have Cun Ruline, who is also representing the Asia Centre Foundation. So tell us, Cun Ruline, welcome to the programme, and tell us a little bit about that.
Thanks, Jason. Yes, Asia Centre Foundation currently is busy building a school project in Katu on land that was donated after the tsunami, finally. And we do a lot of different things to raise money for our school project. And Jade was really so nice to involve us in this event this weekend. So we look forward to see what we will be raising. I'm happy to share it with Phuket. It's been good to us. We are both foundations that's been working here for a long time with different focus. Asia Center Foundation focus on disadvantaged children, life skills, education, sport opportunities, those kinds of things, scholarships. So I would really love if people come out this weekend and support this event, because it's two good charities that will benefit from it.
That's fantastic. And yeah, obviously some people need a lot more help than others. And so yes, it's nice when people are doing so well. Probably a lot of people who are inside in their nice cars now listening to the radio. These are the people that we want to come down, enjoy the nice atmosphere of Taste Yamu. And this is going to be with two brunches. Now, let's talk about this, Marianne. There's a brunch on Saturday. Tell us a bit about that, and then let's go into Sunday's program as well.
It's a barbecue brunch. And on Saturday, we also have an art class. You have to call and say that you want to join. You can go around there, and you can take a jump in the pool if you want. You can have coffee. And it's Martin and Jade who are having this restaurant. They are very happy with their all their staff to invite everyone to come out there. And the artists are from Phuket, so all of them are from Phuket.
Yeah, I think I recognise a couple of the artists' work on just the poster which we've got on our website, thephuketnews.com. It looks really nice, so I think there might be a work by Cun Ids there, which is a really cool one of the artists. Now, as well as that, you have Kat Jones, who is a resident artist here on the island. She's fantastic. She always does great things. I've always seen her doing live art paintings during events such as fundraisers. Fourth Phuket has been good to us, Good Shepherd, probably Asia Centre Foundation as well. It's like great to see that she's sort of like, she gets out there and does this for people. Now also she's encouraging people to come and take a little tuition, learn a little, as well as giving. So that's nice to be connected with a good artist on the island as well, I'm sure.
Yes, and on Sunday we also have the brunch. It's another brunch. you have to pay for the brunch, though.
Well, it's not free of charge. Yeah, of course. Well,
it's around 750 to 1,000 baht each for grown-ups.
Which is very reasonable.
It's a little bit cheaper for children.
Yeah.
But everyone are welcome.
And we've got all this information as well on our website, thepucketnews.com. This has the prices as well. There is prices for the brunch with the brushes, with the art experience, and that includes some art materials, some artistic instruction from Kat as well. There is food only, there's prices for kids. And then on the Sunday, it is also part of the welcome back brunch for the ride for kids, isn't it?
Yes. They are coming out there, and it's going to be really nice when they are biking in there.
Yeah, because they've gone a long way, 200 kilometers ride,
yes,
from Phuket to Krabi and back, I do believe. So it's like a round trip, I think, is it?
No, but I think it ends out there, I have to
right,
say.
Right, yes, okay. So
they
like,
end out there, yes.
So they're coming from Krabi to Phuket. Yeah, that's it, because it's the welcome,
yes,
home, isn't it? The riding home, that's the thing.
Yes.
So this is fantastic. For anyone who wants to reserve right now, get online straight away, go send an email to Jade, and that is jade@tastebargrill.com. We've also got a phone number there if you want to go old school and call as well. And also Tina, who is one of the workers and representatives of Phuket Has Been Good To Us, and that is tina@phukethasbeengoodtous.org. And as we were saying before, Marianne, you were saying I was talking about the auction as well, wasn't I? And if you can auction for things online, to which your response was?
Yeah, you have to come out.
Yeah, you have to do it old school.
Oh,
you
yes,
have to come
you
eye
have
to
eye.
You
have to come out and see it, all of it. And you can also look up this at Facebook.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. And so this is like going back just one more time for Kun Rulin. So the Asia Centre Foundation, for anyone who's listening now and thinks, well, I'm busy at the weekend, but I'd still like to help. How can they do that?
Well, they can contact me. I'll give you my phone number, 081-895-7016. Or we have a Facebook page where they can send a message to us. Just put in Asia Centre Foundation Phuket NGO, and we'll respond to that. We really want to invite people to come and see our new school facility that we're busy building. Those that might be interested to help in any way, we are raising money. This particular event, any funds we raise will go towards our kitchen equipment, because we have to feed children. We build a kitchen, and we have not enough funds yet to cover all the kitchen equipment. So yes, if people can be, if people are interested, please just connect with us somehow, and we'll be able to provide a lot more detail. Or come out and see for yourself what we are doing in Katu.
Well, exactly. That's what I was going to say. And if not to Katu, then definitely to Yamu.
To the event, yes.
Yeah, I'll say Yamu as well. Yeah. So this is it. So basically, this is the family weekend offer. A great time to connect, find out more about the foundation and the foundations, and meet the superstars who are raising money on the bikes, doing the riding bikes, and learn how to actually perform some nice art yourselves and support local artists. So I think it's great all round. It's going to be a great sort of teamwork together. And like you said, I'm sure you're very happy about inviting for all this team to be excited by an event like this. Ladies, thank you for coming in.
I just want to mention both charities will have a booth there at the event. So people who can't go to Katu or to Phuket Has Been Good To Us themselves, wherever we have our offices, are welcome to just drop by our booth, and they will get more information right there and then as well.
Fantastic. Very, very cool indeed. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in and talking
thank
to us about
Jason.
It. Marianne, do you want to say something else as well?
No, I just say thank you for inviting us and welcome out to Cape Yamu and
thank
Taste Yamu.
Excellent.
Thank
so
you.
Taste Yamu is going to be the venue, not only on Saturday, but Sunday as well. 2 days. Make a whole weekend of it. Go and stay somewhere. Stay at the hotel, maybe. And then you're sort of there in the hotel for both days.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. And get connected with the art community, local artists. I think it's going to be fantastic. I wish you every success. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.